A couple of weeks ago, I went to the Melbourne International Film Festival and saw an advanced screening of Good Times starring Robert Pattinson. You know, the sparkly vampire from that series about friendly vampires and shirtless werewolves? Well, it turns out he's doing good films now.
So I told you about my brother, yeah?
Good Times is about Koni Nikas, a troubled young man who convinces his intellectually challenged cousin to rob a bank with him. As predicted, this doesn't turn out well. Koni ends up on the run while his cousin ends up in the slammer.
My brother's been arrested, he's being held at Rikers Island. He could get killed in there.
For the next 48 hours, Koni faces a series of absolutely ludicrous situations as he tries to break his cousin out of jail.
You get another 10 grand, your brother will get out.
Koni loves his cousin dearly and will do anything and everything in his power to protect him no matter how disgusting, cruel and downright wrong it is. We see Koni lie, cheat and steal his way out of every situation he encounters. He's the kind of bloke that would sell a book to a blind man.
I think something very important is happening and it's deeply connected to my purpose.
Naturally, you should hate Koni, but you don't. In fact, you find yourself cheering for this ethically deranged human and it comes down to masterful filmmaking. The camera action and pacing are so frantic that it feels like you've just washed down four no-dos with five vodka Red Bulls. The movie moves so damn quick that the audience doesn't have time to analyse Koni's disgusting behaviour and judge him as the piece of shit that he really is.
Don't be confused. It's just going to make it worse for me.
These cheers turn into laughter because Koni's behaviour is just so deplorable that you can't help but laugh at the lengths this man is willing to go to benefit himself. Adding to the laughs are the bizarre people, circumstances and events he encounters along the way. This movie literally had a sold-out comedy theatre bellowing in laughter on multiple occasions. Love. However, once the laughter and insanity settles, it becomes obvious that there's actually many emotional layers to this movie. It becomes quite thoughtful, encouraging audiences to reflect on the 100 crazy minutes they just witnessed. It raises a lot of important topics that have the type of substance that you wouldn't expect to see in an action movie, like love, family, and consequence. Huge props have got to go to Robert Pattinson, who does an incredible job as a cold, calculating, and immoral Koni Nikas. RPAT somehow manages to make the audience sympathise for this living, breathing piece of shit, despite every fibre in our body telling us not to. Good Time is exactly that, a good time. It's a high-intensity thrill ride with an unsuspecting hint of heart. I give it 7.5, I'm not Mark Fennells, out of 10. By the way, this movie comes out October 12th, so do yourself a favour and go see it in cinemas.